I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting back to normal on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rose stunners who wear luxury gym gear at the school gate to show that we don't need to work. 10 minutes after we dropped our little Saoirse and Faulkners into school yesterday, we give them Irish names in case Sinn Féin gets into power. We were at our favourite table in Mimi's in Douglas. Mimi's is an invisible cafe off the Douglas Road. It doesn't show up in Google Maps to keep out the Ballinlough types like yourself, Audrey. No offence. Mimi's was rocking, as you can imagine, because it doesn't matter how much you love your kids, it's just horrible being around them. Fifi underscore I can stop anytime produced a sneaky hip flask of vodka and we were langers by 11. It happened again yesterday. I was a bit off my tits picking up the kids at 2, but so were all the other stunners. Kira underscore cognac lover bought the wrong child home and everything. God, we had a great laugh about it on our 7 o'clock WhatsApp and wine hookup after a long day being Douglas Road stunners. Mike Hen said, I might have a problem. And I said, yeah, it's you, Mike Hen, you dry balls. So no speaky there at the moment. Still, Audrey, that got me wondering, how many days of going on the piss are you allowed when the kids go back to school before it becomes a real problem? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I've had a glass in my hand since handing my 2 back on Wednesday and it's no problems over. Cheers. And please drink responsibly.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Well, actually, I'm in Dublin this week up with my bitch of a sister in Stillorgan to help her with the back to school. You'd swear she had 9 children like my poor gowl of a mother, but no, she has only the 2. And doesn't she still need help sticking labels on their uniforms and the like because she has a problem with her nerves? You'd have a problem with your own nerves, mind you, if you were married to her husband, Needy Nile. Needy Nile is one of these new men who likes to make a pint of helping out around the house. But if you ask me, he's just buttering himself up so he can have it off with their au pair. Yes, they have an au pair, a Spanish one that could do with a good meal. She has the nerve to be both gorgeous and funny. I hate the ground she glides on. Anyway, I volunteered to drop the children to school this morning to get away from the madhouse and I made the mistake of talking to this one. And didn't she make me repeat a sentence in front of some other parents so they mock my North Cork accent? I shouted, at least I sound Irish, ye slithering West Brit perverts. And didn't one of them start legal proceedings because I bruised her inner child, no less? Where can I get a solicitor that won't rob me? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
I rang my lawyer friend there, 5 grand franc. I said, is there anything wrong with calling a Dublin 4 type a slithering West Brit pervert? He said, well, there's no evidence they're perverts.
Come here. What's the story with a narry living in Cove? Myself and Joel Dahl are looking at houses at the moment, and I loves it. Because we keep bumping into this other couple at the open viewings and your man's wife is a lasher. I mean, off the chain, ridiculous looking. I suggest that we buy a place between the 4 of us, only half joking like. The old doll's fuming with me. Anyway, we looked at this place in Cove last week. Needs a bit of love, but sure don't we all like, you know? And it's within the budget too. So the old doll, she was thinking about it, but then she says, do you know, I'll never see me mam, Donnie, which is a big win in my book, but I said nothing. My main problem is I know nothing about Cove, except that Ramblers are a soft touch at home. So, like, what's the actual story with Cove? Don't you, Donnie? Blackpool, but maybe soon Cove.
Posh cousin is good and where to live. I WhatsApped her. What's your view of Cove? She replied, from the deck of our 50-footer, miles out to sea, TGLOL, yacht emoji.
Hey dude, so like, the old man gave me 10 grand to leave our huge house in Ballintemple for a week because he's entertaining his latest conquest. Anyway, I've decided to invest in a new startup with my friend, Brian with a Y. It will show you the best hotspots to pick blackberries in the coming weeks. It doesn't have to make money because the old man will probably give me another 10 grand next month. I wanna call it Black A Buttes, but Brian with a Y swears that only Northsiders call blackberries Black As. I will end up getting kicked out of the Pres Pass Pupils Union, where he gets all his business in fairness. So, is it okay for a Southsider to call them Black As? Ed, Ballon Temple.
Call them what you like, I'll never use your app. I hate picking blackberries with a vengeance. The way they're surrounded by brambles, I always come home with a little prick. And that just reminds me of my Connor.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.